This is Chili Dog, here today with the Chili Dog Chronicles, where we have a guest every single week discussing the ethical problems just in life. Today I'm joined by
Pablo.
Pablo is one of my personal favorites. He is just an amazing guy all around.
Oh, thank you. You too, Chili Dog.
Oh, thank you. So today I'm challenging Pablo to see what he would do in different situations that he was presented with.
Ooh.
How do you feel like you're going to do here?
I have the best moral and ethical compass of anybody I know. That is totally false. I'm ready to get into it.
Okay, perfect. I love that so much. Okay, first question. You're buying groceries, and the total is $8. You hand the cashier a $10 bill, and she gives you $12 in change, having thought that you gave her a $20 bill. Do you tell her that she gave you the wrong change, or do you pocket the 10?
Absolutely not. It's in cash. I mean, it's not illegal. She just gave me free money. I don't think it's illegal.
I don't know.
Is it illegal?
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay, well, either way, I'm taking it and I'm running. I'm just keeping
Are you sprinting?
Keeping the money. That's just free groceries, really.
Pretty much, it's an extra $10.
Yeah, I mean, actually, no, because if I paid 10 and they gave me back 12, I gained $2 and I got my groceries for free. That's a deal.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is her fault. It's not.
I mean, it's Pablo versus the world here, so, I mean...
Looking out for yourself.
I mean, yeah.
I like it.
It needed to get ahead.
Okay.
That little boost could go so long.
I think that definitely sets the tone for the rest of this episode, then.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is... Don't know if that's the right answer. Is there a right answer?
Ethically, I think it's wrong, but personally...
Pablo-y, it's right.
Pablo-y, it's totally right.
Alrighty. Second question. This one's a little bit of a doozy. Your friend tells you that they committed a crime. They explain that they are having trouble sleeping at night and feel that you're the only one they can trust with their confession. A few days later, you read in the paper that someone has been arrested for your friend's crime. So they took the fall for him. Do you go to the police and tell them what you know, encourage your friend to confess, and warn him that if he doesn't, you will, or say nothing because you don't want to betray him?
Oh, okay, that's... Ethically, that's a big one. Okay, is this like, we're going to go like best friend right here?
I would say pretty darn close, yeah.
Darn close.
Pretty darn close.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of what I would do. Oh.
I feel like it really does depend on how close you are with the person.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's one of my closest friends.
Okay.
Right? And then, how bad is the crime? You pick a crime.
Okay, let's just say like he burned down a building or something.
Arson. Great. Okay, so this dude that got arrested is going to jail.
Yeah, no, he's definitely getting like 5 to 10 years.
Mm, why'd they arrest that dude? Is that dude bad?
I don't know. That's to fit their description.
Okay. You know, I'm a big fan of a betrayal, right?
Oh.
I'm a big fan of backstabbing. Which is not a good thing.
Okay. Be wary of being friends with Pablo.
I think I would turn him in.
Really? No warning or anything?
No warning.
Not even going to give him the option?
I'd call it in, and I'd be standing there in the shadows in the house while...
Is it raining?
For sure.
Okay.
Raining. There's sad music playing.
Mm.
I'm standing in the shadows while he gives me that look like, oh, you just betrayed me, while they're arresting him and I'm staring at him.
Very story-esque. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
I like it. Pablo. Okay, that's an interesting answer. Yeah.
And ethnically, ethically, it's correct, I think.
I think so.
I think
maybe
I think
giving him a warning just because you've been friends for so long.
I might.
I guess that depends on the person.
I might incite him into becoming criminal mastermind. I'm going to say you have no choice. I've told the police it was you, and then he's going to have to go on the run and become a criminal.
Man. These are very two different career paths here.
Yes, I stick with the first one, but that second one.
It's enticing,
you know?
Alrighty.
I love having a criminal mastermind friend who doesn't like me because I cited him out.
So would they go after you for criminal charges as well?
Oh, shoot, probably. They'd probably try to break my kneecaps in or something.
Something like that.
It's fine. I'd handle it.
Next question.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, you're failing a class you were required to take but totally hate. You have an online exam, but if you fail this exam, you will fail the class. You can cheat without anybody knowing. Do you do it and pass the class?
Absolutely. I'm cheating 100% of the time. If I hate the class, it's because I hate the teacher, because I've never hated a class that I didn't hate because the teacher was boring.
The teacher ruins it.
Yes, the teacher sets the tone of the class. And if I hate the class, I'm totally okay with cheating because that's some nonsense. And I know I'm smart enough to pass most classes anyway. So I was probably just not passing it because I wasn't trying. So if they give me the option to cheat, that's on them.
So if you're not passing, it's because you don't want to pass.
No, yeah, probably.
Okay. Is it more of like a respect thing towards the teacher? Like if you liked the teacher and you respected them, you wouldn't cheat?
Yeah. Yeah, and I would have done better in the class. I would have studied more and stuff.
You would have cared a little bit more.
I would care about the class.
I like it. Okay.
But when I don't like the class, cheating's on the table.
All the ethics go out the window.
All ethics out the window.
I like it. You know what? I respect that answer. The honesty is the best policy, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all you get with Pablo.
Yes. Nothing but the truth.
Next one. I have a feeling I know what the answer for this one's going to be.
Oh, boy.
You find a wallet containing $500.
Mine.
No one sees you pick it up, but there's a name inside of the wallet. But you don't know the owner. In fact, you're not even sure the address is close to your house.
Ooh.
Again, you look around and realize that nobody has seen you. No one needs to know that you found the wallet. What do you do?
Oh, this is a good one.
Don't act like you have to think about this.
Well, I mean, I have a very strong moral compass. So,
you are contradicting everything you've said up to this point.
Yeah, I'm going to pocket the cash and toss the wallet in the garbage. It's kind of the policy, like, if you've ever played disc golf, sometimes they have people's names on them. If they don't pick up the phone, you get to keep the disc. It's the same thing with the wallet, except you just don't call at all.
Okay. Now,
if they have a phone number, okay, if they have, like, a business card in there that's, like, it's got, like, a phone number or something, or if it has, like, an AirTag on it where you can track it.
That's different.
Either of those, I'll probably call, right?
If they cared enough to track their wallet, then you give it back?
I'm giving it back for sure.
Okay.
They're going to track you.
Okay.
Yeah, going to track
okay.
me.
Okay.
I don't want nobody tracking
Only
me.
If you're going to be found guilty is when yes. you return it.
But if nobody knows, I'm pocketing that $500 and I'm going out to eat like a champ. You know?
Are you going to have like a giant smile on your face too?
Absolutely.
Big ribeye steak or something?
Yes. I'm going to get like the most expensive thing.
Okay.
I'm going to order $500 worth of food in one day.
In one night?
Yes. It's like I just won a small lottery. You know?
Except it's taking $500 from somebody else.
No, well, technically they lost it.
I was about to say, so they shouldn't have lost it in the first place.
That is on them.
Okay.
That's not on me. Get a better wallet.
Get a better wallet. Just don't lose it. Get an AirTag.
I'm a dude. I have three things. I have phone, wallet, keys.
Exactly. Okay? You just pat your...
And my wallet's connected to my phone. So, like, I only have two things. If you lose one of your items...
That's on you.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Alrighty. Last question here today with Pablo.
All right, I'm excited.
Approaching the end. Say you were at a sporting event. You've been sitting in your uncomfortable seats for about half an hour since the beginning of the game. But there's an empty seat right in front of you that no one has claimed yet that would be far more comfortable to sit in. Do you hop the seat and steal it? Or just fight your urge to try to get a better seat just knowing that somebody may show up?
I'm totally sitting in it. Absolutely, 100%. I'm not even waiting that long in the game. I am immediately going to the better seat.
Like as soon as it starts? Like if they're not in their seat by the time it starts?
Because if I didn't see anybody go there, there's nothing in the cup holders or anything, right? Because I know where my seat is and nobody else has that seat. So if they steal my seat, I can say, I got the ticket there, get out. But if somebody goes to this like new seat that I've just stolen, right? I guess I read the number wrong.
Oh, my bad.
I thought I was in this booth. My bad. I didn't realize I was in economy seat.
Oh, it's not all you can eat in here?
Shoot. I thought I had the buffet. That's my bad. You know, and then I'll move back to where I was.
So right? You would just claim ignorance.
Exactly. No harm, no foul. Because they weren't using the seat while I was there.
Not the time that they were supposed to, at least.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they didn't miss it while I was in it.
They didn't care enough to get there on time.
Exactly.
I would do the same thing, to be honest.
And like, if they show up, it's their seat. I'm gonna get back up and I'm gonna go sit back down in my seat. But why am I just going to let a perfectly good seat go to waste? I mean,
it's ripe for the taking.
Really, I'm just a conservative. I'm just very conservative with my property, really. And I don't want stuff to just go to waste.
I can appreciate it, okay? I can definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's really, it's for the community.
Okay. So. Are you community? Pablo community?
Am I community? Yes. I am the community.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Well, thank you for all your time today, Pablo. It has been great to have you on Chili Dogs Chronicles.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Again, thank you. I mean, this has been eye-opening, to say the least. I will avoid you at all costs now.
Oh, why, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Means a lot.
Thank you all for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode of Chili Dog Chronicles.